This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about a wonderful experience I had recently, an experience that taught me a lesson I'll never forget. I'll relate this story just as soon as we have this message of importance. A short time ago, I had the pleasure, along with some very wonderful people who are well known in the entertainment field and in the sports field, to participate at Lido Beach Country Club in the Blind Golfers Tournament. Art Smith, a blind golfer, happened to be in our foursome as we stood around on the first tee listening to what these fellows had to say. We're kind of amazed to hear this blind golfer say that, "I can't hardly wait until I get the 16th hole. I want to see what this really is like." Art's coach was his young 12, 13-year-old boy who has been working with him for some time. And as we walked along, and little Arthur said that, "The only thing that I'm interested in is to stick with my father until I can bring him in a winner in one of these tournaments. And if you ask me, I believe this thing is going to happen very soon, because there's a determination between father and son that has to carry them to the top." I think, however, the things that thrill you most about playing in a foursome with a blind fellow is a good shot that comes about. And one hole in particular where Arthur got off a drive that I say traveled some 200 or 220 yards, Art said, "Did you see that shot?" And he could tell by the way that he swung the club and by the feel of the golf club hitting the ball whether it was a good or bad shot. And immediately upon swinging the club, if he hit the ball with a shank or whether he sliced it or whether he hooked it, he knew it. And he wanted to know from his son whether or not he lined him up wrong or what had happened. And the explanation that the young boy gave time and time again indicated that he had studied this game for a long time, explained to his father that you didn't get into the ball just right, or you didn't follow through, or you didn't really judge the distance of that particular putt. I just wish that every golfer or every handicapped person in the world could have seen these blind golfers in this tournament. You can understand that though we may be handicapped, if we have the determination, if we have the desire, there are few things that we cannot do. As a wise man once said, "I complained because I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet." I hope that you understand the great thrill that I had and how much I respect these fellows for the tremendous job they're doing. And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.